Blog Talk Radio.
The name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We do honor the Lord this evening. We praise God for each of you all tonight. We bless the Lord for Minister Annette Bradley. We praise the name of the Lord for all the pastors and all the your pastor, our pastors. We bless the name of the Lord for just another day that God has blessed us and have brought us to this time to give him honor and to give him praise. We praise the Lord for the PNN Global. We praise God for each of you all. We thank and praise God for your coming tonight. We come tonight to magnify the name of the Lord. We come just to lift his name up because God is worthy of glory, honor, and praise. And we pray that you all have had a beautiful day. You had beautiful service. And that the Lord came in and through his spirit that your soul was blessed, your heart was blessed, your mind was blessed, your life was blessed, your family was blessed. We bless the name of the Lord. We praise the name of our God. We praise the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for you all tonight. Just for being here, just for being here, just for being here. We thank God for your coming. God, for this is another day. Just another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. A day that wasn't promised, but he allowed us to be here. He allowed us to come one more time just to lift his name up. God has brought us to this place one more time, saints. One more time, PNN listener. One more time, PNN Global, just to lift his name up, just to glorify him. Excuse me, just to glorify his name, because God alone is worthy. God alone is worthy of all praises, all glory, and all honor is due unto his name. And for that, we are glad, we are glad, we are glad, we are glad. The scripture declares that let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We bless the Lord for the Holy Ghost. We thank and we praise God for Jesus Christ. We praise God for his word. We magnify the Lord. We magnify the Lord. We magnify the Lord. For his word is true. And if we can receive his word, truth will make us free. Regardless of where you're located tonight, regardless of what's going on in your life tonight, at this present time, God is still God. God is still worthy to be lifted up. God's name is still worthy to be glorified. God's name is still worthy. He's still worthy just to be praised. And for that, we ought to tell him thank you. We thank and we praise the Lord for life. Yes, we do. Yes, I do. Health, thank you. And strength. We magnify. We magnify. Excuse me again. We magnify now. We do this foul spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And have no issue. Now, Hannah, no issue. No problem. Until I got on this line. Now, talk want to come, but it can go. In the name of Jesus, I can't tell something about you to do if I can't tell myself. Now, bless the name of the Lord. I praise him again. I magnify him again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we have dominion. We have dominion. We have dominion. And we have the authority to put things in its proper place. Put it in its proper place. In the name of Jesus. We come just to praise God with you tonight. And like I said earlier, I hope that you all enjoyed the service today. If you went into the building to glorify the Lord, to praise God, or if you went online and Zoom and you praise the name of the Lord, If you went on TV and you had to go and you glorify the name of the Lord, you just was at home and you just wanted to set aside some time and just glorify the name of the Lord, and that's all right, because I'm going to tell you, this is the time and this is the day and this is the hour that can no one pump and prime you to praise God. It got to be a praise down on the inside, regardless of where you find yourself. We got to have a praise down on the inside of us to tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, regardless of where I may find myself. Thank you if I have plenty. Thank you if I have a lack. But I thank and I praise God because I'm going to trust you to supply all my needs, Father, according to your riches that is in glory, which is in Christ Jesus. We're going to praise him anyhow. We're going to lift his name anyhow. We're going to tell him thank you anyhow. Don't, it doesn't matter, saints. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because we got to learn how to praise him when we up. We got to learn how to praise him when we down. We got to learn how to praise him when we're feeling good. We got to learn how to praise him when we're feeling bad. We got to learn how to praise God for whatever state we are in, whatever state we find ourselves in. We got to learn to give God that is due unto his name. Because his name is worthy, his name is worthy, his name is worthy. He's worthy, yes he is, he's so worthy.
Yes,
of the praise, glory, and of honor, God is. God is.
Yes.
God is. We thank you, we thank for Minister Bradley. We bless the name of the Lord for her. We praise God for her just being, and we thank you, we praise God, and we're going to get ready to turn it over to our host tonight, Minister Bradley. I just wanted to bless the name of the Lord just for a little while until she made herself ready to come before you tonight. And we love the Lord tonight, and we love God for each of you all taking the time just to come that we can fellowship one more time in the name of the Lord. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. Amen. As the word of God said, listen, people of God. Amen. Listen, all glory is due unto him. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well, and we are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. We just give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. For this day. Amen. We do give him praise for this day. Amen. That he has made. God bless you. Thank you again, Minister Ollie, we do appreciate you on tonight. Amen. People of God, we are excited tonight, as we say. Amen. And we are. Amen. Truly, God is doing great things in the midst of us, and we're so grateful for it. Amen. Amen. Not sure if the woman of God had asked you already to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Amen. Go ahead, now that you're in and situated, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Truly, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we're grateful for what the Lord is doing and what he's about to do. Amen. God has been sending some awesome, awesome, awesome vessels to this line to deliver the word of God to his people. Amen. That word of hope, that word of deliverance. Amen. The word of salvation. Glory be to God. That word that stirs up our faith. Glory be to God, and causes us to reposition and reach. Amen, Jesus. So we just thank the Lord on tonight, amen, because we know that God has something great in store for us, amen, and we're receiving it already with open arms, with open heart, with open spirit, amen. God bless you again, people of God, amen. Far and near, we thank God for you for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, for hanging in there with us, amen, throughout the course, amen, of this journey that we have been on. Amen. Day number 706. Amen, Jesus, and counting. So we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for again hanging in there with us, being with us, people of God. Amen. While the Lord do his bidding in us, his people. Amen. We are truly being made, people of God. We are being made by this word. And as I often say, there's no way that we can come to this line every single night. Amen, Jesus, and there not be change. We cannot keep coming to this light in and out. We cannot keep coming into the presence of God, amen, and there not be a notable change in our lives, amen. Glory be to God. It's just impossible. It's impossible, amen, except we're just doomed, amen. Glory be to God. Someone is just doomed to be lost, amen, and we pray, amen, that is not your portion, because it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we're thanking God for soundness of mind, that as we come to this line, people of God, we can hear what thus saith the Lord. We can let the word search us, cleanse us, purify us. Yes, yes, yes. And get us ready, amen, because we're being made. We're being transformed. Our minds are being transformed. As we listen to this word, glory to God, our minds are being transformed. Amen. And we thank God for the transformation. We thank God for the making. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, listen, we know you've been in service already. Amen. Today, amen. And we thank God for the manna, amen, that's falling in his places, his houses of worship. Amen. Wherever two or three are gathered, we thank God for his manna. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for his manna. Glory to God, that's dropping unto his people. Amen. Glory be to God. Fresh manna from heaven. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we've come back again. Amen. We've come back again to hear from the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for what he has for us. We got to get excited in advance. Amen. Can you get excited in advance? Glory be to God. And listen, people of God, we know excitement is external, but joy comes from the inside. Amen. But listen, can we just joy? Amen. Can we just get joy? Glory be to God. Can we just get stirred in our spirit? Glory be to God. Amen. We say excitement, but it's the joy of the Lord. Amen. That gives us strength and gives us excitement. Amen, Jesus. So because our heart, amen, we're anticipating. We're in anticipation, amen, for a move, a touch. Glory to God, amen, from the Lord, a word from the Lord, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, amen, glory to God. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen, we just give God praise, amen. I just believe, listen, I just believe, people of God, just revival, amen, is about to break out on this line. I'm talking about revival, glory to God, amen, as if we were in the walls. Glory be to God, but I just believe, and glory to God, I just believe I can just see revival breaking out on the line. God moving by his spirit. Listen, glory to God, as we're listening to the word of God, amen, no one physically touching us, glory to God, but I just can see the hand of God touching his people. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, people being slain in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God, because he's doing it. He's moving. Amen. It's a setup, people of God. Glory to God, because the Lord is doing a quick work. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise for revival. We give him praise for revival. Amen. In this hour, glory be to God. Again, we ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Amen. And just bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen. We're going to endeavor not to keep you long. Amen, Jesus. But as long as God keep you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One thing I can say, and I tell people, I'm just always amazed, amen, at the commitment of the people that are on the line. Amen. When you come in, glory to God, you stay in literally till the end of the broadcast. And that just amazes me. Amen. You don't see fingers going up, walking out of the church, glory to God. Well, I'm talking about staying right here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I just find that amazing. But I know, again, it's the Lord's doing. Amen. And we're eager for him. We don't want to miss anything. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we just want to, amen, have a word of prayer. We would like for you to bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, as we sanctify the line. Glory to God, amen, if you would. Amen. Let us look.
The recording has started.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We're thanking you tonight. Glory, glory, glory. Hiya. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, for our hearts are filled with joy on tonight. Our hearts are filled with praise on tonight. And Father, we just come, glory to God, to tell you thank you yet again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. It's another day that you've kept us. And we're thanking you. We're so glad. Glory to God. We're so glad that you kept our minds. Glory to God. You kept our hearts. Glory to God. You kept our spirit, Master. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight for keeping our family. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for keeping our loved ones. Thank you, glory to God, for keeping, glory to God, the body of Christ. Glory, your people, for we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, and we come to give you praise. We come to give you glory, the glory that's due unto your name. We come tonight, glory to God. We come tonight, hallelujah. We're coming with uplifted hands. We're coming tonight, glory to God, with a praise in our lips. We're coming tonight. We're coming on tonight willingly, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And we come, glory to God, and asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us, Father. Look upon us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of sin, anything and everything that we've done. Father, we're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew, glory to God, a Holy Spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight because we need you. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, because you're our help. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, for you are our source. Hallelujah. We're coming tonight because you are our life. And we give you, can we give you praise? Father, on tonight, we're asking that you will look upon us yet again. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, Master. Have your way in us, oh God. Each and every one of us on this line, on this airways, Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Father, for you know us, glory to God. Even the very hairs upon our heads, you know us, oh God. You know our cry. Our cry is distinct in your ears. And we come tonight, oh God, asking that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would move for your people. In thy precious name, oh God, move in situations. Move in circumstances. Move in the bodies on tonight. Move in the soul on tonight. Stir the spirit of your people in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, let your will be done. Your will, even so as it is in heaven, let your will be done in the midst of us. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, for we're coming on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, we're asking that you would look now, oh God. Look upon your people. Look, oh God, even so in the earth, we pray, oh God. God, even in Russia, even in Ukraine on tonight. Father, oh, my Messiah, Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause your perfect will to be done. Your will and not man's will. Your will, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, lick, oh God. Listen, oh God. Hear, oh God, the cry. Hear the hearts cry of your people on tonight. Father, we pray, glory to God. Father, in every unrest on tonight, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, for there is an election according to grace. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, for your divine order being established in the earth. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your apostles. Thanking you for your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers. Father, for the body of Christ, each and every one that makes up the body of Christ. Oh, God, the royal priesthood. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, and tonight we say, Father, let your will be done. Send forth your word. Your word, your word, your unadulterated word. Send forth your word. Glory to God. Do what you will in the midst of us, oh God. Do what you will, Father. We decrease that you might increase on tonight. And Father, we're thanking you for your word. Glory to God. Your word that you sent Oh, God, because you've established the end before the beginning. We thank you tonight, Father, for your word. Your word, oh, God, cause it to have free course on tonight. Search us. Hey, glory to God. Search us and turn us. Make us and mold us anew, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, that you will bless your speaker. Bless your man servant on tonight. Bless your man servant on tonight. Strengthen him. Glory to God. Strengthen him on tonight. Strengthen him. Hey, God. In that precious name, Jesus, strengthen it only you can. Father, and for this, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We thank you for every blessing unto him, his ministry, his family. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, oh God, unto each and every one on this line. Father, we say you have the right of way. Your will be done in that precious name, Jesus. And as sons of God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any backlash. We forbid any retaliation on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father. We bring down tonight every distraction, every spirit of distraction. We bring it down tonight. We bring it down tonight. Glory to God. In thy precious name, oh God, by the power and the authority that you've invested in us, your people. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And for this, we praise you. We honor you this night. In thy precious Jesus, thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Holy Ghost, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah again. Amen. We bless him. Glory to God for what he's done, for all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, before the word, amen, Jesus, we're just going to have a scripture reading on tonight, glory to God, amen, by none other than Sister Mary Hollins on tonight, glory to God, if you will, amen, glory to God, our scripture reading for tonight, glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to each of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from St. John, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 24th verse. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, said unto her, give me to drink. So his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask a drink of me, which I am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, as thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. But thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. We worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and nigh is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God seeketh such, amen, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory be to God. You just ought to purpose in your heart that I am one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks, and we, again, give God praise on tonight. People of God, we are indeed excited. Amen. For what the Lord has done. Listen, when I say I'm excited. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm excited. I'm just bubbling over on the inside. Amen. For what the Lord is doing. And glory to God. I'm excited about this word that we're about to receive on tonight. People of God, amen. This man of God is no stranger to us. Amen. Jesus, we thank God that he has graced his schedule, amen, to come and be with us yet again. Amen. We're always so blessed, amen, when he comes, amen, as well with the other people of God. Amen. But listen, people of God, tonight we're going over to Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. Tallahassee, Florida. Glory to God. By way of Outpour Praise and Worship Center. Amen. There's a man of God there that loves the Lord. Amen. And his speech betrays him. Amen. On tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the prophet Quinston Ephraim. God bless you, man of God.
Well, praise the Lord. Prayer News Network Global, I am so glad and so thankful to be among the people of God again. The Lord is in our midst. He has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. And I am just grateful tonight for the woman of God and all of the saints. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We bless God for all of you, the PNN family. There is a word from the Lord tonight, people of God, and I am so excited to be able to share with you all this word that the Lord spoke to me. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10. Praise the Lord. We're going to read again 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 9 and 10. And then we're going to go over to Revelation chapter number 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it in our hearing. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." 10th verse says, "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Revelation chapter number 1, hallelujah, verse number 5 says this, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I want to read that sixth verse one more time. "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord tonight, hallelujah, for the people of God. I want you all to know, praise God, for a topic. Our identity is in him. Hallelujah. I want to use that for a topic tonight. Our identity is in him. When we look throughout the world, when we look in different families, when we look in different groups and subgroups, when we look in the animal kingdom, when we look in the plant kingdom, according to the different DNA patterns and according to the different displays that the people and the animals and the plants show, we are able to identify who they belong to. Glory to God. And when we turn that over into the spirit, praise God, we must be able to know who our Father is by the characteristics that we display from our lives. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, Jesus told the people that a tree is known by the fruit that is bare. Hallelujah. And I want us to understand, people of God, that you cannot get apples from an orange tree. You cannot get bananas from the fig tree, praise God. But you can only get that is mixed to come out of that tree. And so here, people of God, the Lord began to speak to me, and he began to let me know how there are many, hallelujah, throughout the nations that are struggling to find their identity. There are many who are struggling to walk in their true purpose and their true calling because they do not really have an understanding of who they are in God. I got to help the people of God to know tonight that we are not just mere people. Praise the Lord Jesus. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And how do I know that we are not of this world? Because the Bible tells us in John chapter number 1 that as many that received Jesus, to them he gave power to be called the children of God. And I want you to know that if you are a child of God, though you may have the last name of Ephraim, though you may have the last name of Bradley, though you may have the last name of Ford Williams Johnson, whatever your last name may be, you may have come from that family. But when you become a believer, when you have been bought by the blood of Jesus, when you have been born again, you take on a new identity in Christ. And I want us to understand tonight, people of God, that according to the scripture in Acts chapter number 17, it said, it is in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. Hallelujah, people of God. So we got to know that it is though, hallelujah, though we live in our different cities and in our different towns, in our different states, we must know, hallelujah, that we are from God, that we are of his heavenly kingdom. And according, praise the Lord, to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, it says, glory to God, that we are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. I don't care what age group, what age bracket, what generation you are born in. The scripture lets us know that we are a chosen generation. We are a hand-picked people. And I want to encourage your heart tonight, people of God, to let you know in this very moment that you may have struggles, you may have ups and downs, you may have battles, you may not even know who you are at this very moment, but I've got to encourage you, and I want to put these words in your spirit, that you have been handpicked by the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Can we just praise God wherever we are right now for just being handpicked? Amen. He picked me. Amen. He chose me to be a part of his family, and for that I give him praise. And so then the Bible lets us know, going further in 1 Peter chapter number 2, it says, not only are we a chosen generation, but it says that we are a royal priesthood. Yes, glory to God. We are a royal priesthood. When you look at royalty, it cannot be purchased. When you look at royalty, there is not a price that can be put on it. Hallelujah. When you look at royalty, it is a prized possession. Hallelujah. And he not only said that we are royal, but then he goes on to say that we are a priesthood. The Bible lets us know in the Old Testament that the Levites, they served as the priests and the ministers of the Lord to bring forth the service of the Lord, to administer the sacrament. But when Jesus came, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 27, verse 51, that the veil of the temple was rent. And so then, people of God, we no longer had to have a priest to go to God for ourselves. I mean, for us. But the Bible lets us know that when the veil was broken down, it gave us all access to be able to go in the presence of the Lord. And so no longer do I have to have somebody to pray for me. No longer do I have to have somebody to administer sacrifices for me. I am now able, because of the shed blood of Jesus, to pray for myself. I am now able, because of the shed blood of Jesus, to pray and receive an answer. I am now able, hallelujah, to ask for the forgiveness of sin. Why? Because the veil was broken down. And according to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, I am a royal priesthood. I am a part of the Levitical body. And because of that, God receives my sacrifice. Because of that, I am able to go into the most holy place. Because of that, I can access the glory and the presence of God. Because of that, I can experience the Shekinah of God. Because of that, I know how to get God to move in the earth. Why? Because he handpicked me and he put royalty on my life. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And so then we must parallel that now with Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 6, where it says, and Jesus Christ has made us all unto himself and God. Hallelujah. Kings and priests. May we look at the priestly body. We've already explained that. But now we must look at the kingship. Hey, hallelujah. When you look at kings and queens represent authority. They represent the head of the kingdom. Hallelujah. They represent the ones that are able to make decrees and to make decisions concerning what they own. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And so, people of God, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through the shedding of his blood, we are not, hallelujah, down in the dumps. We are not like Mephibosheth in Lodabar. We are not abandoned. We are not forsaken. We are no longer orphans, but the Bible says that we are kings. We are now able, according to the power of God that lies in us, to make decrees. We are now able to command things to shift in heavenly places. We are now able, hallelujah, to command the devil to flee from our lives. Why? Because the Bible says in Mark chapter number 16, in my name you shall cast out devils. I don't cast out devils in weakness, but I cast out devils by the authority that has been placed on my life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so now, people of God, you've got to take your rightful place in God. I am not somebody that's lower. You are not somebody that's lower, but you have been called to be a king and a queen. You have been called to be a priest in the body of believers. And so, people of God, because of that, we now have the authority to tread on the head of the enemy. Ah, glory to God. This is why Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon scorpions. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall be able to hurt you or harm you. Why? Because I'm a king. Why? Because I'm a priest. Why? Because I've been given authority by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so then this adds deeper emphasis to what the word of God tells to us. It says, praise the Lord, that we are now seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. My God, I thank you. It says that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And as I begin to study that scripture, I understood this. The Bible says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What does that mean, man of God? That means that if nothing is above him, if I'm seated in heavenly places with him, then nothing can be above me. And so you mean to tell me, people of God, that though the enemy may be waging war in all type of fashions in our lives, that we will walk around defeated? No, ma'am. Oh, no, sir. We will not walk around defeated. Why? Because I'm a king and I'm a priest, and because I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I have the authority to tell the devil to get out of the way. Because in Romans chapter number 16, verse 20, it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet, and he's going to do it shortly. He said the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet, royal priesthood, your feet, chosen generation, your feet, peculiar people, your feet, holy nation, your feet, king and priest unto God. He said he's going to do it by your feet. And may I tell you, people of God, that if you have strongholds in your life, it's now time to tread on them, because you are a king and priest. If you have trouble in your life, it's not time to sit and cry. Amen. The Bible does tell us that there is a time and season under heaven for everything. But I've got to tell somebody to get up from crying and make a decree. Oh, glory to God. Get up from crying and command things to move in your life. Get up from wailing and make things happen according to the word of God, because God honors what his children speak if we speak it according to his will. And so, people of God, I want to call you to the forefront. I want to let you know that you are needed in this time. You are needed, man of God. You are needed, woman of God. I can feel brokenness over the line tonight. I can feel those who have been abandoned and left out and told that you are not needed in the church, told that you are not needed in the body of Christ. You are diminished in value by the words of people, but I came to restore you, because you are a vessel of honor and you are fit for the master's use. No longer will you sit on the shelf and collect dust, but now it's time to rise. Now let the prophets rise. Glory. Let the apostles rise. Let the evangelists rise. Let us rise. Let the pastors rise. Let the king and priest, the sons and daughters of the Almighty God, arise and take your place in the kingdom of God. Hey, glory to God. Take your place in the kingdom of God.
Take your place in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Take your rightful place in heavenly places. Take your seat in the glory. Hallelujah. You are not just meant to live at your address, but your spirit belongs in a high place. You are not just meant to work on your job, but your spirit belongs in heavenly places. People of God, I've got to call you to an understanding tonight that the enemy attacks our identity because he knows that if I ever figure out who I am in God, if I find out the authority that he died for, if I find out the glory that he paid for, if I find out the access that he already gave me, I will be unstoppable. And so some of us have been in delay, but I came to break the back of the spirit of delay tonight. People of God, I want to push you in the Holy Ghost. I want to push you in the timing of God. I want to push you in his presence, because it is in his presence that we find our joy. It is in his presence that we find our identity. It is in his presence that we find the restoration of who we are in God. Ah, glory to God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. And so, son, man of God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Yay. Daughter of the Most High God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Hallelujah. There is trouble in the nations, but in the spirit, hallelujah, arise and take your place in the kingdom. Because I believe that there is a glory that is being released now in the spirit realm, that we will be able to command things to change in heavenly places. And when I say heavenly places, I'm talking about high places. And though there may be decrees going forward by our governments, I've got to let you know, people of God, that the word of God supersedes any word that any man can speak. And if he has anointed you in the spirit to be a king and a priest unto him, that whatever decree you receive from the chief king, when we speak it in the earth, things have got to change. Glory to God. Also, people of God, arise and take your place in the kingdom. You don't have to have a title of the fivefold. Just know I'm a son and a daughter. And sons and daughters have their mothers and fathers have access to. And so if he promised us glory, glory is ours. If he promised us healing, healing is ours. If he promised us peace, peace is ours. Why? Because I have access to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, man of God, I got to say it again, take your place in the kingdom. Woman of God, take your place in the kingdom. Sons and daughters of Zion, take your place in the kingdom. You have been handpicked by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. The scripture goes on to tell us in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, which were not a people. When we were in sin, when we were gone away from his presence, we may not have been considered a people. We may have done some dirty things and be considered the scum of the earth. But now that we have been adopted into the royal family of Jesus Christ, we've got to know, people of God, that we are now the people of God. We've got to know that we are a part of the family of God. Hey, hey, we got to know that we are a part of the family of God. And some of our families may be in division right now. Families may be broken right now. Some of us may not have good relationships with certain people in our family because of whatever reason. But people of God, you've got to know that you are part of the family of God. And I believe this, that as we know who we are in him, we will see the manifestation, the replication of it in our families. And so if the family of God is unified, come on, king and priest, make a decree that your family will be unified. If the family of God is powerful, make the decree, king and priest, that your family is powerful. Glory to God. If the family of God is full of joy, come on, king and priest, make the decree that your family will be full of joy. Why? Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6, verse 10, he told us to pray this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so if there is joy in heaven, there's a replication that's got to happen in the earth, and it happens by the prayers of the kings and priests. And who are the kings and priests? The sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. So may I tell you, people of God, tonight, that as you take your place in the kingdom, as you take your rightful place in God, as you accept your real identity of being a son and daughter, a king and priest, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, as you take that on in your life, we will know, hallelujah, that we have access to the glory of God. And we will know that as we pray, heaven will move in the earth. Hallelujah. Your prayers are needed in this hour, sons and daughters. Hey, hey. Your declaration, your decrees are needed in this hour, sons and daughters. Ah, hey. There are others who do not know their identity yet. And God will reveal their identity through you. Ah, yes, God. He will show the people that he is God, and he will do it by the working of your hand. But come on, sons and daughters, we've got to take our place in the kingdom. Yeah, yeah. Come on, sons and daughters who know the voice of their father, take your place in the kingdom. Come on, people of God that have been called to stand in the gap, take your place in the kingdom. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. The mysteries of this time will be revealed when the sons and daughters take their place. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, he said to us that the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. May I tell you, people of God, that groaning will stop when you show up. Yeah. Suffering will stop when you show up. Sickness will stop when you show up. Why? Because remember, you make decrees. You make commands because you are a king and a priest unto God. Hey. And it is our responsibility. Prayer that Jesus prayed. He told us to pray. Matthew 6. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. Uh-huh. In the kingdom of God, there is no division. There's only unity. Yeah, yeah. In the kingdom of God, there is no sadness. There is only joy and peace. In the kingdom of God, hallelujah, there is no sickness. There is only healing. In the kingdom of God, there is no bondage. And so you mean to tell me he gave us the formula, but we have not used it. He gave us and he told us to pray that his kingdom, his rulership, his authority, how he does things would come into the earth. And you mean to tell me that we see the earth as it is? Yes. The Bible tells us the wars and rumors of wars. Yes. He told us that there will be earthquakes in diverse places. Yes. He told us that there will be famine. But he also told us that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters will prophesy. The old men will dream dreams, and the young men will see visions. May I tell you, people of God, that the last days outpouring is starting in Acts 2. And if it was for those people, it's for us today. And I believe by the Spirit of God tonight that the outpouring must be greater. Hallelujah. Jesus said, greater works must we do, and that we will do. Why? Because he goes unto the Father, and he has given us access. He has given us access. He has given us access. Hallelujah. So I want to pray tonight, people of God, that your identity be restored. I want to pray, people of God, that you take on your royal garments. I want to pray tonight, people of God, that you accept the weight of the glory that has already been predestined for your life. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what family you came from. You are part of the family of God. Glory, 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 glory. It doesn't matter what last name you bear, what man or what woman you may have married. You are part of the family of God. Hey, some of us may be in high places. Some of us may be in low places. But in the kingdom, in the spirit, those things do not matter. And I've got to stop for a moment here and say this, that our fleshly stature does not mean anything to our spiritual stature. And so you may have someone on the line tonight that may not have $5 in their pocket, but they are able to move mountains in the spirit because they know who they are. Hey, glory to God. Come on, sons and daughters, let's take our place in the kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I praise you. Hey, hey. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you thanks. I reverence your name tonight because you alone are worthy. And Father, as we come now, we pray that if we have sinned in any way, that you would forgive us. And God, by your name, we pray, God, hallelujah, that you would go into the homes, that you would go into the ears, that you would go into the hearts, that you would go on the job, that you would go into the streets. And I pray that you would retrieve your people. I pray this night, oh God, that you would cause us to know who we are in you. Father, we pray now tonight that we would begin to take our living in you, that we would take our being in you, that we would take ourselves in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would begin to speak to us and let us know that we are yours, hallelujah, that we are your sons and daughters, that we are the peculiar people, that we are a chosen generation. Oh, God, help us now in every city. Help us in every country, hallelujah. Look on us in every crevice, in every hole, in the name of Jesus. Father, and I pray tonight that you will cause us to know that we are sons and daughters. And because we are sons and daughters, we don't have to beg for anything. All we have to do is ask our Father, and according to your will, it will be done to us in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you now for restoring identity. I thank you right now for revealing yourself to us. And I thank you right now for causing us to walk boldly in who you have set us to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we tell you thank you, hallelujah. We tell you thank you right now. We honor you and we give you glory because we know that we have been chosen by you. And because we are chosen by you, we cannot fail. Because we are chosen by you, we cannot be sifted by the enemy. Because we are chosen by you, we are your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. We thank you again tonight for saving in every place. I pray, God, for those that desire salvation, even in this moment. I pray, oh God, that you would go in and take your seat in their heart. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Push everything out of their lives that are not like you in the name of Jesus Christ. You've already paid the price for our sins. Now, God, we ask that you would help us to receive the payment in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for accepting them into your family and causing them to take on their identity as kings and priests unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight. I pray a special blessing for Prayer News Network Global. I pray, oh, God, that you would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for stamina for the servants. I pray for stamina for the servants, God. I pray this tonight so that the gospel can be preached everywhere in the name of Jesus. And we thank you again, dear God, our Father. We praise you because we know that when we pray, you hear us and you answer us. And we tell you thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Know tonight that you are handpicked by God himself. And because you are handpicked, you have access to the Father. And when we pray, heaven will respond. God bless you again, people of God.
My God, what a word on tonight. Glory be to God. The Lord has come tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If we saw our way any other way than the word that's been declared on tonight, my God, tonight, our focus is clear. Glory be to God. Tonight, our focus is clear. Amen. Glory to God. And we know who we are. Amen. By the word. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, this word, it just won't let you be still. Amen. Because the word comes and it comes right into our spirit. And hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. As I always say, I got my amen corner going right over on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. But I just tell you tonight, people of God, tonight, people of God. Glory be to God. This word on tonight. This word. Amen. This word on tonight. Glory be to God. I just thank God. Amen. Jesus, as the man of God, begin to, amen, go forth. Glory to God. My grandmother used to always say, amen, a tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Amen. It's known by the fruit that it bears. Amen. And as the man of God is, amen, just articulated that thing, glory to God, and so are we, glory to God. So are we. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. If we saints, amen, we bear heavenly fruits. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. If we ain't, glory be to God, then we bear, amen, fleshy fruit. Amen, glory to God. But we give God thanks for this word on tonight. I don't know about you, but I felt the weight of heaven on tonight. I felt the weight of heaven on tonight, even as this word was going forth. Amen, Jesus, I felt the weight. I felt the glory of the Lord on tonight. And I just, people of God, I just believe revival on the line. Amen. Revival on this broadcast. Glory be to God. I believe, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is moving. Amen. He wouldn't reveal it, glory to God, except he was doing it. But I, glory to God, see the hand of God touching, amen, touching his people. Glory be to God. Amen. Not a physical hand, but the literal hand of God moving upon his people, doing a work, as the man of God said, doing a quick work. Glory to God in this hour. Amen. Because we got to get in position. Yes, sir. We got to get in position, people of God. Amen. We've got to stop holding back. We got to stop being reserved. Glory to God. We got to stop being so timid. Amen. Because, listen, greater is he that is on the inside of us. Greater. The greater is on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. So we have got to come one with this God that is within us. We got to come one with him. Glory to God. And as we come one with him, glory be to God, then our identity is swallowed up. Amen. Glory to God. And hey, hallelujah. And we see Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we walk and move and, glory to God, move in the image and the likeness of God. Amen. And then, people of God, we find ourselves moving in the greater works. Amen. 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 So I'm excited tonight. I'm excited for revival. I'm going to decree it. Amen. That's what I'm doing. I'm decreeing it. Glory to God, because it is so. It is so. Amen. It is so. Glory be to God. And I thank God. Ah, I feel the fire. Woo, glory. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, shata. Yere rebosa. Hey, gloria mosa. Woo, hiya. Yere boshe. Glory to God. I feel him. Glory to God. I feel him. Even. Woo, glory to God. Even now. Glory be to God. Even now. Glory to God. I feel him moving. Glory to God, people of God, and God is not dead. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. He's alive, and he's alive in us. Glory be to God. He is alive. Glory be to God, and he's alive in us. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, the man of God, you just got me stirred on tonight. Glory to God. I'm stirred on tonight. Glory to God. I'm stirred. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Just giving him thanks, giving him praise. Amen, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. And we know, amen, that the man of God has already prayed on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, we just got to receive it. We just got to receive it by faith. Listen, we're in that time and in that hour. Glory be to God. Now it is time for manifested power. It is time for manifestation. Glory be to God. Literally, as this word has come tonight, amen, bringing us, yes, as the man of God said, amen. Listen, people of God, coming to our places in him. Glory to God. We got to come to our places in him, and we got to know the power that we got. It's time to rise. Amen. Arise and take our place, glory to God, in the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God above and not beneath. Amen. Glory to God. My God, if we would but take this word, glory to God, take this word. If we would but take this word, glory be to God. Amen. And let this word take us. Glory. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory to God. For the Lord is ready. He's ready. Glory to God, to show himself strong and to show himself mighty. Amen, Jesus. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm stirred tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not coming behind the man of God. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen, Jesus. I'm stirred tonight in my soul. Glory to God. I'm stirred in my soul. I'm stirred in my spirit on tonight. People of God, power packed. On tonight, glory be to God. And I just give God thanks. I give God praise again for you, man of God. Amen. For availing yourself. Glory be to God. Listen, amen. Whenever you're ready, amen. Come on back. Amen. Because I just feel God doing something. Amen. I feel God doing something. I know your schedule is heavy. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you right here, right here, right here, right here. Glory to God. Right here in this season. Right here. In this place, right here, amen. God, whoa, glory to God. God is doing something, amen. God is doing it. We're being translated, amen. We're being translated into his kingdom, amen. I feel the fire of God, yeah, God. Hallelujah. Let me calm myself down, amen. But I feel the fire, ha. Woo, kasha, ha. Yeah, 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 bosa. Woo, he under the glory. Hey, hiya. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. You know what? Hallelujah. Woo, Shabba. Thank you, ha. Yeah, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, listen, listen, listen. Glory to God, man of God. Amen. Glory to God. We want to bring you back to the platform. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I feel the Spirit moving. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Glory to God in a mighty. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight, on tonight, on tonight. Listen, people of God, listen. I just believe the Lord has already sealed it. I believe it's already done. Glory to God. I believe it's already. God, thank you. Glory to God, the man of God, as you begin to minister on tonight. Amen. Glory to God to the needs. Amen. That the Lord was revealing to you, discerning to you. Glory be to God on tonight. Glory be to God. I just believe by faith. Amen. I believe by faith. I believe by faith. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. That is already done. The divine connection. The divine hookup. Woo, glory to God. For this cause that he sent his word on this line tonight. Glory to God. I just believe it's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But amen. If there are any prayer request on the line tonight, if by chance, amen, glory be to God, just by chance, amen, Jesus, man of God, we would like you, amen, to come to the line, amen, if there are any prayer requests, amen, on tonight, glory be to God, any special prayer requests, amen, Jesus, if you would, amen, grace the platform yet again, amen, to receive those prayer requests on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. If there be any special requests tonight, hallelujah, I want you to lift your heart to the Lord. He knows exactly what we need. Hallelujah. He is the God that is able to do exceeded abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. And woman of God, and as you were ministering, praise the Lord Jesus, I could hear the Lord speaking healing. I could hear him speaking healing. I could hear heaven announcing healing. Glory to his name.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Healing in your bodies. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I know that the doctors, hallelujah, may have been announced in the different ones' ears. And I know different people may be dealing with different ailments right now, but he is the God of all miracles. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So as we receive these prayers tonight, hallelujah, as we receive these requests, I just want you to believe God by faith. Hallelujah. Believe God by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. God, you know the different ones and the different nations under heaven, your creation. God, you see what they need. And we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would be God in their lives. We pray now that you would reign gloriously in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would show yourself strong and mighty in mighty battle. Father, I pray, glory to God, that revival would happen in their spirits, that revival would happen in their homes, in their ministries, God. I pray now that you will wake up the different gifts. I pray now that you will wake up the ideas and the talents in the name of Jesus. I pray now, God, that you would cause your people to rise from the ashes, rise from the burnt place. Rise from the dead place in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory tonight for meeting every one of our needs. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight for meeting every one of our needs. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for hearing the petition, and thank you for moving according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woman of God, hallelujah. Get your things ready. Get your things ready. Get your things ready. You're about to travel. Hallelujah. Get your things ready. God. You are about to travel. The nations are calling for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They're calling for you. Hallelujah. Carry the glory and steward it well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, hey, sir. Woo, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. God bless you again tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to hold you on the line. Glory be to God. Amen. For this glory. Amen. This glory that is resting upon us, this glory, amen, that is resting on us, people of God. Can you feel it? Can't you just feel it? Glory to God. Can't you feel it tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just receive it all. Amen. On tonight. Hey! Woo! Glory to God. I tell you. Glory be to God. I tell you, revival. My God. Revival, I say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Man of God, we just want to, pray on tonight. Amen. Giving God thanks for you. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you for availing yourself to the people of God on tonight. Glory be to God. And we pray a special blessing. We pray a special blessing unto you on tonight. Glory be God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray, glory to God, a blessing unto you on tonight, such as like Joseph. Amen. A Josephic blessing. Amen. Unto you on tonight. Glory to God. We pray that the Lord will bless you. That, amen. Glory to God, that there will be an overflow of his glory, an overflow of his anointing, an overflow in all that your hands do touch. Glory to God, that it would overflow in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant. We thank you for the word that you've given unto your people. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for clarity of identity. We thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and all that our eyes can't see, but that our spirits do understand. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. And Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless your servant on tonight. Bless your servant on tonight. Father, bless his going out. Bless his coming in, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to bless, oh glory, Father, even his very heart's desire, the very things of his heart, the very vision, oh God, that you place within his heart. Glory, I say, God, even on my side. Say, God, yeah, God, even on my. Woo, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. We're thanking you on tonight for the shift and the shifting. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, for open doors. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for making the way. We're thanking you for making the way for this gospel. Thank you for making the way, glory to God, for your word to go forth in the earth. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, we're thanking you. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. that's going out is coming in. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God for what you're doing in this ministry. God, we're thanking you for his family. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for his family, for the people, oh God, that you placed them over. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for open heaven. We thank you tonight for open heaven unto him. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. And Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We declare, we decree there shall be no backlash unto him. There shall be no backlash to the hearers of this word. We forbid it tonight by the power, by the authority, oh God, that you place within us. We forbid it tonight in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, that your word has fallen on good ground. And we're thanking you, oh, glory to God. We're thanking you for the increase. We're thanking you for the increase, oh God, the increase in our master that will cause us to walk in obedience. The increase, oh God, that will cause us to arise and move forth as sons of God in the earth. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. Father, we're asking now that you will cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we thank you. Thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you gave your life. And because you gave your life, we live. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just excited again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm excited for this word. Glory to God. Truly, this word has done me well. Amen, amen. It has done me well. Amen, Jesus. Man of God, we're going to ask you, glory to God, if you would. Amen, Jesus. Let us know. Amen, Jesus. Your social media. Amen. The times, et cetera. Amen, that you're on. I know you're on a radio broadcast as well. Glory to God. Let the people know, amen, Jesus, so that we can follow you. Amen. They can tap and listen, support, amen, Jesus, in the various areas, amen, that the Lord has set you, amen, out to. Amen. So if you would come back and let us know, and then if you would, man of God, just give us the benediction and close us out tonight. Amen, Jesus. Blessings to you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. You have the platform, sir.
Praise the Lord again, everybody. Our social media accounts, my personal on Facebook is Quinston Ephraim Jr. That last name is spelled E-P-H-R-A-I-M. On there, we have a live generally every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And on we do radio broadcasts, praise the Lord, but we are live while we're doing that, and we minister the word of the Lord. This Tuesday and next Tuesday is going to be a little different. We're going to have some recordings going because we will not be able to be on the broadcast on those days. But other than that, every Tuesday, praise the Lord, we are on at 6:30 p.m. Our church page on Facebook is Outpour Worship Center. And we are located in Tallahassee, Florida. Our address is 2600 Appalachia Parkway. Again, that is 2600 Appalachia Parkway in Tallahassee, Florida. We have service times on Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Sunday school, 1 p.m. Our Sunday service. And the first and third Wednesday of every month, we have a midweek service. Praise God. So we're just excited about what the Lord is doing, and we pray that you all are able to be blessed by the work of the Lord that he is doing through our hands. Hallelujah. If you ever need us for anything, according to the will of God and his release, we will be able to meet with you all and join in to build up the kingdom of God. Again, I am grateful to be able to minister to people in various countries. Thank God for his servant yielding, amen, and allowing us to do these things. So we bless God for you, woman of God. Continue to be encouraged, Evangelist Bradley, yes, and the Prayer News Network Global Team. God bless each, yes, of you. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with each of us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, people of God. Continue to go in the glory and grow in God's grace. You are loved, chosen. You're handpicked. You are a son and daughter, and you have been given access to the glory of God. God bless you, people of God.
Amen. And that concludes our broadcast for tonight, people of God. One more thing, I do want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Simply text us at 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.